how did you come with this idea to start a project like this to cover the minorities in a Muslim nation?
So I've always been interested in the themes of belonging, identity, and one of my first project collaborations, which was also a photography, in the photography medium, was on the Kabuliwalas of Kolkata. And that had a lot of connection about nostalgia, the sense of belonging, of being uprooted, and how do you preserve your roots. And through that project, I met the wonderful academic team that have brought this concept to life. So I can't take credit because this wasn't my idea, but as a visual artist, I was brought into this project to be able to bring the stories of research to life. Why we focused on the non-Muslim minorities, because it hasn't been told enough, I suppose. And also at the same time, because they have such a successful story of resilience and story of adaptation. And we wanted to interplay about this fluidity of identity and how identity can evolve without having to lose your sense of belonging. And I think the Afghan Sikh community, the Hindu community, as well as the Bukharan Jews have done a remarkable job in their journey of resettlement.
In terms of the resilience you pointed, what exactly is that you found as resilient in the Afghan Sikh and Hindu communities here? And why did you choose London as the core hub to do this project?
Well, couple of reasons. So resilience, I think, because there's a lot of pragmatism to the way they've preserved their roots and their identity. So what I mean by pragmatism is most often when we become migrants, there is a sense of loss. But this community in particular actually chose the route of trade, of economy, and tried to upskill themselves and tried to create new spaces so they can stay interconnected through trade with Afghanistan. Resilience also comes in the interplay of having to adapt to new spaces without feeling loss. So in the case of the Bukharan Jewish community, something that really touched me was the idea of how they put so much emphasis on graveyards. When you go to the graveyards, they have pictures and they have QR codes and they have names and stories behind these graves for future generations to know where they are, their ancestors lay at the final end. And I think that's what what's really interesting about the fact that within these new spaces, these identities have created identities within identities.
And why did you choose a medium like picture or text like picture to tell these stories of the identities?
Well, I love photography. I think, more than talking, I like to observe and through my lens tell stories. And stories is the medium I love to choose any form. But in this case, I wanted the subjects to do their own storytelling. And photography is the best platform and medium to be able to do that. I also was very young when I picked up, whenever there was civil unrest or the war or threats of stepping out of the house in Afghanistan, my mom had this really tiny little Polaroid camera and I would take it, and it was always almost a sense of capturing a moment and preserving that moment. And for me, photography has been about preservation of our culture, of our heritage, of moments that we might not be able to revisit. Photos somehow take you very smoothly back to that space.
Yeah. That's very true. And in terms of if you could recall a memory or a moment where you were completely immersed into the situation where you were taking the pictures, was there any sort of emotional attachment to you when you were doing this project?
Yes. I remember, first of all, unlike the first project I did, which was over a space of 3 years, this one was within a space of 7 to 10 days. So to get to know your subjects very intimately is very difficult to break through. And I think having belonged from Afghanistan made it very easy. In the case of the Bukharan Jews, it was the language that played such a remarkable role because they spoke Farsi and I was able to connect with them through that. But I think what really with the Afghan Sikh and Hindu community, I went to visit an elderly lady who showed me, and you'll see on the staircase, a picture of her family, and it was her passport photo. And in there you see her picture and her children's picture. What she told me was that it was in the sort of early 90s, there was a lot of uncertainty, and she was like, I'm just so happy to meet you because I didn't know how much my father was connected to this community. And through them, I was able to know my dad in a very different light and shape. And I think that was an emotional experience and overwhelming as well.
Would you say that was it a new self-discovery for you through the lens of the community that you met?
Absolutely. As I'm growing older, I'm starting to realize so much more about my father through other people's stories. I've only met Abba, that's what I call him, for 7.5 years of my life. So the best way to know him is through first-hand accounts and stories of other people. And in this case, by spending time with the Afghan Sikh and Hindu community, I was able to do that.
And what is next from here?
Good question. Artist never gives their next project out, but it will always be in the space of identity and belonging. I have some ideas, maybe I'll change formats or mediums, but it will definitely be about belonging, identity, and preservation.
Thank you, Miska.
Thank you very much.